For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. Hunting the many wild hogs that have proliferated in South Carolina is exciting to dogs. Wild hogs have excited farmers, too, for a bad reason. Noel Myers of the U.S. Department of Agriculture says about 160,000 wild hogs now roam the state's 46 counties and calls them an invasive species.
They cause a lot of damage to agriculture, natural resources. They compete with other native wildlife like deer for food, acorns, things like that. And they also affect a lot of things like archaeological sites, endangered species like loggerhead sea turtles. They'll dig up the nest and eat the turtle eggs. So there's a lot of impacts that these animals do cause to South Carolina.
Myers says wild hogs annually cause an estimated $1.5 billion in damage nationwide. State figures are still being compiled, but Donnie Wakefield of Aiken County, who says wild hogs cost him $30,000 to $50,000 a year in damage, has one word for the way they've affected his farm.
Devastation from start to finish. As soon as you plant a field, they can come in there and root up your seed, eat your seed right down the row. They'll go in there and just tear your fields up and just root them up. Makes it hard to work. Makes it hard to work your land.
Wakefield has lived with the problem for decades, but he's seen a dramatic increase in hog herds, called sounders, in recent years.
Used to be we'd have a sounder with 8 or 10 pigs. Now we're seeing them with, you know, anywhere from 25 to 35 in a sounder. So it's becoming quite a problem, and there's not just one sounder. I mean, there's 3 or 4 sounders working the same area.
Fencing 10,000 acres of farmland is impractical, says Wakefield. He fights the hogs with technology, including cameras and drones to locate the hogs and survey the destruction. The ruts caused by rooting and wallowing hogs are so deep that it damages farm equipment. Walking where hogs have wallowed and eaten, Wakefield says damage to cornfields is measured not just in what they eat, but in what they waste.
Cornfields, they'll get in there and knock the whole corn stalk down, take one bite out of it, and move on to the next one.
Driving over his farm, Wakefield says hogs even interfere with hunting by eating food put out to lure deer.
They'll go to each little food plot, eat the corn or whatever we have out for the deer, and they just do a complete circle all the way around in certain areas of the farm. What we're pulling up to now is a sunflower field, and when we get there, you can see all the rootings, like right there to the left. All that had nothing but corn out there yesterday, and it's all gone. They just keep going around and around and around, eating it up about as fast as we put it out.
Wakefield traps around 300 wild pigs each year and still can't keep up with the increasing invasion. Myers says there's a reason for that.
If you have one male and one female born in a sow, within 1 year you'll have 25. That's how prolific they are. And to really have an impact on managing the overall population, you have to remove 70 to 90% of that population to actually start to see a decrease or stabilize the population from continuing to grow.
Myers says wild hogs may be hunted year-round in the daytime on private property. He offers one silver lining to the problem. If cooked properly, these animals, like other game species, are perfectly safe to eat. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.